forever to get on the microphone with me, actually to do like a basketball game. And he says, I don't do one. Because his younger sister by a couple of minutes. Exactly right. Did help me a little bit with our state volleyball when we went to Lincoln last year a little bit. Pleased to talk Southwest Cross Country, the one and only Cole Barnett. How are you, big guy?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Not too bad. You got out and ran some miles this morning, didn't you?
Only a couple.
Yeah.
It's only a couple from here to our house.
That's okay. You got to run some miles to get a sweat going and some work for the weekend, right?
Yep, and a free donut.
And
as well. And a free donut.
And a glass of Dr. Pepper as well.
Oh, and that's it. I got it right
there. You can't forget the Dr. Pepper. We are both big lovers of Dr. Pepper. So it's been a good cross-country season so far. You and Austin Thompson are it for for Coach Slayton and Southwest Cross-Country. It's been a nice season, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a great season so far. We're both looking to get pretty good times this season. I'm aiming for about sub 19, looking to make state. I think Austin can do the same as well. But yeah, we've really worked hard all season, all over the summer, and yeah.
But they got to put, if you're cross country, I know that all the coaches say it. They've said it to you. If you want to be good in cross country, you got to put those summer miles in, don't you?
You just have to put the work in. You got to put the time in, put the miles in, and it'll come.
Yep. This past week, talk about the week you had. Two hilly courses. We talked with the Wilkinson kids on hilly courses. Heritage Hills is a hilly son of a gun. You went to Arapahoe or Alma one day, and then Arapahoe 3 days later. Two ones in the same week, wasn't it?
Yeah, Alma was a pretty hilly course. It also sucked a lot. There were a lot of bugs, and it was pretty moist there. But the hills, yeah, they really kind of kill you. Didn't get the best time there. Arapahoe was also pretty hilly. Had a decent time there. Weather was all right until right after the meet, where it started downpouring pretty much.
Yeah.
So we got the meet down pretty on time, right before it started pouring.
Yeah, and talk about the Alma meet, and when he says the bugs were thick, that is no exaggeration, because they had an inch of rain in Alma, I think the weekend, and then they had the course. Of course, it's by the lake too, so I don't know if I've ever been a place where the bugs have been as thick as that.
Oh yeah, it was really thick out towards the finish. They're just everywhere. I started eating them, gagging, everything like that. The finish sucked. It just sucked.
It wasn't very fun at all, was it?
No.
I mean, the bugs were literally just caked to your neck and everything. So, and then the other day against Elmo, they have an incredible hill. I don't know, is that mile one or two or close in or in between that you got to climb that hill?
An Elmo?
Yeah. Oh, no, was it Arapahoe?
Arapahoe, we had to climb the hill just before the 1 mile, and then we had to do it again just before this 2 mile.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it exhausts you quite a lot during the race.
You've had some other meets. Of course, Cambridge is kind of your home away from home. You've had two meets down there already, and you'll have two more still to come.
Mm-hmm. Cambridge is a pretty good course. It's usually pretty cool there, pretty flat. We know it quite a lot. It's only a few miles from our school, and we really like it.
You bet. Now, a flat course. You got a flat one coming up at Thursday at Maywood-Hayes Center over in Hayes Center. That's going to be kind of nice to have a flat course to run on, isn't it?
Yes, it's a pretty flat course. It's kind of a boring course, too, because it's kind of a pretty much go down the same path the entire time. We're hoping it should be a little cool, shouldn't it?
It's supposed to be in 60-degree temperatures.
That's pretty pretty good.
It may be a little rain, which you don't mind, do you?
Hasn't been like that the last few years, though. It's been pretty hot and dry there, so that'll be pretty good. But yeah, it's a good meet, the PR. It's very flat, very kind of boring, but yeah.
Yep, you got Maywood-Hayes Center, and then all of a sudden it's the RPAC conference. I'm trying to think of the meets off the top of my head, and then before you know it, it's the all-important district meet, huh?
Yeah, it's all district. That's all it takes. You go to state. I think it should be at Cambridge, shouldn't it?
Yep, again. It's going to be back there again, yep.
So that would be pretty good. It's a pretty familiar course, and we're hoping me and Austin get good times enough so we can both qualify for state. I think both of us can qualify.
And talk about Austin Thompson, a junior. You guys, again, are the only two, and he's starting to cut his times a little bit more all the time, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been trying to. Last few meets, I haven't say he hasn't had the best meets ever, but I think he can get the times down and I think make it to state.
Yep, hopefully so. This coming Thursday will be his maybe a chance to get a PR at that Maywood-Hayes Center meet as well, huh?
I keep on telling him, just follow me.
Yeah,
just follow me.
Just hook on. You've had a chance. Talk about the competition. You have had a chance to run against some really, really good runners in the conference. and others. I tell you, the Robertson kid from Wallace, talk about him. He's outstanding, isn't he?
I mean, like at Arapahoe, he was past the cart towards the start. He was past it, and that freaked me out when I saw that. And it took the cart to the first mile to catch up to him. Uh-huh. The kid's fast.
Yeah, he jumps out right away and doesn't hang back. He's out like a bolt of lightning just like that, isn't he?
He starts sprinting towards the start, and it's crazy.
You bet. He's been kind of one, and Paxton's got some kids. Every team's got a pretty good runner you got to challenge and run against all the time,
yeah,
don't they?
Pretty much every team has some good runner I like to look towards to follow. And yeah, the competition's pretty good.
You bet. Well, thanks, man. You did great. It was easy, wasn't it?
It was all right. It was all right.
Thank you, Cole, buddy. I appreciate it.